time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Worship him. It's worthy to be worshipped. It's worthy. Magnify his holy name. Magnify his holy name. Magnify his holy name. Magnify his holy name. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Worship him. He's here already. The Almighty God is here. Praise him. Praise him. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the I am that I am. Worship him. Praise him. Magnify his holy name. Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Magnify his holy name. Praise the Almighty God. Worship him. Oh, glory, glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, I just want to worship you. I want to bless your name. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. 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 Glory be to your holy name. Remaka shiki rende rembo koto tema hika shanta. Glory be to your name, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Rema hiki kito rundra mba hiki kito rundra mba hika shanta. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord says there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa wi pe enikan wa ni ni ale yi.
You said not to worry.
Pe ki so fun o pe ma se foya.
So the hands of the enemy shall be cut off.
Amen. We pay all water and you have guru.
I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty. I say, Father.
Okay, Baba.
Loud and clear, Father.
Yes, okay, Guru, Baba.
Arise.
Jide.
Defend me. Talk to the Almighty God.
Yes, why do you have to bow low?
Arise, Father.
Jide, Baba.
Defend me tonight. Almighty God. Arise for my defense.
Jide, fool, allow me.
Arise for my defense. Arise, O Lord, arise. Arise for my defense. Arise for my defense. Almighty God, arise. Arise for my defense. Arise tonight. Arise tonight. Arise, O Lord, arise. Lord of hosts, arise. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Arise, O Lord. Arise. My father, arise.
Baba, me today.
My king, arise.
Oluwa mi dide.
Lord, arise.
Oba mi dide.
The Lord of my soul, arise.
Olufo ko mi dide.
Arise for my defense.
Dide ki ogbeja mi ja.
Arise for my defense.
Dide ki ogbeja mi ja.
Arise for my defense tonight.
Dide ki ogbeja mi ja nisisiyin Oluwa.
Arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
Arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
Arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
Thank you, my Father.
Baba mi.
Glory be to God.
Ni fun Olorun.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
Lift your voice one more time and say, Father.
Baba.
Every one of Jericho.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Blocking my way to the promised land.
Eyi ti n de mi lona lati de ile ileri mi.
Pull them down.
Oluwa wo won pale.
Pull them down.
Pale.
Pull them down. Your voice to the Almighty God.
Yo, we soke si Olorun Olodumare.
Like warrior.
Sadura bi jago jago.
Lord God Almighty.
Olorun Olodumare.
Everyone of Jericho.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Blocking my way to joy. Blocking my way to success. Blocking my way to peace. Blocking my way to revival. Pull them down. Almighty God. Pull them down. Pull them down. Pull them down. Pull them down. Pull them down today.
Baba, bi won wo ni ale yi.
Every one of Jericho.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Standing between me and fruitfulness.
Eyi ti o n de mi lona bi eso.
Every one of Jericho, Lord.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Hindering the flow of your anointing.
Eyi ti ko fe je ki ifami ororo yan rin
ran. Every one of Jericho.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Hindering the growth of the ministry you have committed into my care.
Eyi ti o n di didagba soke ise iranse ti o gbele mi lowo.
Pull them down, Lord.
Oluwa bi won wo.
Pull them down.
Bi won wo Oluwa.
Every wall of Jericho.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Hindering my health.
Iti o n dena alaafia mi.
Every wall of Jericho.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Hindering my testimonies.
Iti o n dena bi Jerry mi.
Every wall of Jericho.
Gbogbo di Jericho.
Pull them down.
Baba ti won wo.
Father, pull them down.
Oluwa wo won pale.
Pull them down.
Wo won pale.
Pull them down.
Wo won pale.
Pull them down.
Wo won pale.
Thank you, Father.
Meshe Baba.
Glory be to you.
Ogo ni fun oruko re.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
King of glory.
Oba Ogo.
I am that I am.
Eminiti nje emini.
Unchangeable.
Olorun ti ko yipada.
The bright and morning star.
Irawo owurọ.
The only one who can do the impossible.
Eni kan soso na to le se o ti ko se se.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo ni fun oruko mimo re.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo ni fun oruko mimo re. Thank you for today. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Thank you for a new beginning. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, speak to us. Say your word. Heal the sick. Set the captives free.
Down the sile.
Save souls, O Lord.
Oluwa gbala.
Arise, O Lord.
Ide, Oluwa.
And defend your own.
Beni ki o ti gbeja awon eyan reja.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Let somebody shout a big hallelujah.
Ki enikan ki hallelujah la.
Tell the fellow next to you, God will speak to you tonight.
God
will speak to you tonight.
And
then put your hands together for the Almighty God. I thank God for you.
You're
getting better day by day. I rejoice with you.
They know me do most by you.
The world is listening. And God is not going to stop until you become a wonder to the world. I thought your amen would be louder. Something beautiful is coming your way in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh,
time won't wait for us. So we go quickly to Psalm 119. Verse 89.
Psalm 119, verse 89.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Oluwa, lai oro re kale ni orun.
As our master key number 3.
Eyi ni kokoro sigbale ku keta wa.
The word of God.
Oro Olorun.
Forever, O Lord,
lai Oluwa,
thy word is settled in heaven.
Oro re kale ni orun.
Not settled just in your village where a new chief can come and change things.
Yi se pe awon Oluwa kale ni abule yin nibi ti oba mi ti le de ko si yi pada.
Not settled in one country alone where a new president can come and change things.
Ko ki se wi pe awon Olorun kale ni orilede kan ti are kan le de ti ko mo Olodumare to si le yi pada.
Forever, O Lord,
titi lai Oluwa,
thy word is settled in heaven.
Oro re kale le orun.
And on the basis of that word,
lori oro yi,
I'm saying to someone here tonight,
mo so fun enikan ni ni ale yi,
you shall weep no more.
Oro ni so kun mo.
The word of God is powerful.
Oro Olorun lagbara.
For Jesus Christ said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away.
Jesus Christ wi pe orun ataye yo koja lo sugbon oro mi ki yo lo laise.
Why is the word of God so powerful?
E se ti oro Olorun fi lagbara to be.
Because the word of God is God.
Nitori pe oro Olorun Olorun ni o ti kara re.
In John chapter 1 verse 1.
Ninu Johannu ori kini ese kini.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wi pe,
in the beginning was the word.
Ni atete kan se ni oro wa.
And the word was God.
Oro si Olorun si ni oro na.
It's interesting that the Bible did not say in the beginning was the rock.
Oh, yeah, until there was. Nitori pe Bibeli o so wi pe ni atete kan se ni apata wa.
Even though God is the rock of ages.
Bi o ti le je wi pe apata aye raye ni Olorun.
It didn't say in the beginning was the lion.
Ko so wi pe ni atete kan se ni kini wa.
Even though our Lord is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
But he
said in the beginning was the Word. The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So one beautiful thing about the Word is that
you can't hold it. You can't stop it. Just like the testimony of that lady. And he didn't know she was in the crowd. But the Lord knew she was in the crowd. With a swollen stomach. Trouble after childbirth. She couldn't possibly have been able to get me down into the crowd there to come and pray for her. But God saw her and sent his word. And the word jumped over the distance. The word jumped over the security guards. Jumped over the ushers. And landed on the woman. And instantly, she was made whole. The word is jumping now. Going to somebody.
Oh, Lord, you do any con.
Just as God said.
God gave you a lot of weep.
There is somebody here tonight.
Come Benny in your lane.
You will never weep again.
If
the word landed on you.
Zero, no, Baba, Leo, Lori.
Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The word is a powerful thing.
Oro na je alagbara.
Spoken word is very powerful.
Bi oro ba bale o lagbara.
That's why the centurion said in Matthew chapter 8.
Idini yi ti olori ogun ni fi so ninu iwe Matthew ori kejo.
From verse 5 to 13.
Lati ese ikarun de iketala.
Matthew 8, 5 to 13.
Iwe Matthew ori kejo ese ikarun de iketala.
He said, Lord, you don't have to come to my house.
Oluwa o ni lati wa sile mi.
Don't have to waste your time.
Oh, ni lati fi akoko re sefo.
Speak the word only.
Soro so na ni lasan.
Just speak the word.
That is soro.
Lift your hand to the Almighty God and say, Father, speak to me today. Just send one word to me today. Speak the word only. And I know I will be whole.
If you see pay, I will move me like
that. It will speak to you in Jesus' name. Why is the spoken word so powerful? There's several things you could do that you can only do by speaking the word.
Ọpọlọpọ nkan le wa to je pe ona kan soso ti a le igba se won o na ni ki a soro sita.
There's only one way to bless.
Ona kan soso ni o wa lati bukun fun ni
by saying it out.
O na ni ki a so jade.
When you read the story in Genesis 27.
Nigba ti a ba ka itan ti o wa ninu Genesis ori ketadinlogbon.
The father was saying to the son.
Baba n so fun omo,
I want to bless you.
Mo fe bukun fun o.
There's a blessing in my heart for you.
Ibukun kan wa ninu mi to so kule kule.
So go and get me something I can eat so that I will be happy and then I can pronounce the blessing.
Oh, Lord, Danawa, King Jay, King Missy, Dukin is sure for
somebody has came.
Hello, Mirawa,
before the original fellow arrived.
TNT has been sitting for today.
And the father released the blessing.
Baba, see, sure for any no.
He pronounced it.
Oh, soldier,
after he pronounced it,
soldier,
the fellow he wanted to give it to came.
And it's your fair for what?
Papa said it's too late.
Baba was so we pay you to pay you.
The blessing has gone forth. The spoken word has already gone forth.
He said,
I've already blessed him.
Moti bukufu.
And he will be blessed.
Diti line yosi di ala bukufu.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ni urukon la Jesu.
All of you are here today.
Ni wubwa yite wa ni ni ale yi.
You are blessed.
Eti di ala bukufu. Amen.
If I were you, I would say amen to that.
Oba day mi ni wani wosu amida da.
You see, that's why I said, you better tell your friend,
If they think they should wait till Friday, they are missing a lot.
Ìdí nìyí tí mo fi sọ fún ọ wípé kí o sọ fún àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ tí wọ́n bá láwọn á dúró di ọjọ́ jímọ̀ wọ́n pàdánù ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun tí a ò ṣe fojú rí.
By the time they come on Friday now you are 2 days ahead with blessing.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá máa dé níjọ́ jímọ̀ báyìí ìwà ti lọ fún bí odidi ọjọ́ méjì pẹ̀lú ìbùkún.
And there's no way they can catch up with
them. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kò sì sí ọ̀nà tí wọ́n fi lè lé ọba.
Esau came and said, Father.
Esau dé ó ní pé bàbá.
Don't you have another blessing?
Ṣé ìbùkún kan ṣoṣo ló wà lẹ́nu rẹ ni?
The father said,
Bàbá wa wí pé,
there might be leftovers.
Àjẹkù lè wa.
He said, but I've already made him your Lord.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo ti fi ṣe olórí rẹ náà.
Then there's nothing I can do about that. He's going to be your Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù.
Whether the enemy likes it or not.
Ní ọ̀tá fẹ́ obi wọn kọ o.
You are going to be heard.
Amen. Orí ni wàá máa jẹ́.
I say you will be heard.
Orí ni wàá máa jẹ́.
It is with the spoken word.
Nípa ọ̀rọ̀ sísọ jáde.
That you can also curse.
Òun náà ni a sì lè fi ènìyàn rè é tàbí kí a fi gégùn.
I mean if you read the story in 2 Kings chapter 5.
Tí o bá ka ìtàn tí ó wà nínú wọn iṣẹ́ ìwé àwọn ọba kejì orí karùn-ún.
2 Kings 5 verse 20 to 27.
Ìwé àwọn ọba kejì orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ogun dé ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Elisha pronounced a curse on Gehazi.
Elisha gbé Gehazi gégùn.
He spoke it out.
Ó sọ jáde ni.
The moment he spoke it.
Bí ó kété bí ó ṣe sọ.
Action began.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ẹyin lohun bó ṣe bọ́lẹ̀ kò ṣe kú mọ́.
He said, the leprosy of Naaman will cleave on you and your seed forever.
Ó sọ fún wípé ẹ̀tẹ́ Naamani yóò gbàlé ọ ìwọ àti àwọn ọmọ rẹ títí láé.
As soon as he spoke.
Bí ó ṣe sọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
His word went into River Jordan.
Ọ̀rọ̀ náà lọ sínú odò Jordani.
Picked up the leprosy that Naaman had washed in there.
Ó sì wú gbogbo ẹ̀tẹ́ tí Naamani ti wẹ̀ sínú odò náà jáde.
Carried it to Neto Gehazi.
Ó sì gbé e wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Gehazi.
Landed it on him.
Ó sì lẹ̀ mọ́ lórí.
What's a curse?
Kí ni ègò?
What does he do?
Kí ló ń ṣe?
A curse causes people to wither and die.
Ègò máa ń mú kí ènìyàn rẹ̀ ni kí ó sì rẹ̀ dànù.
When Jesus cursed the fig tree.
Nígbà tí Jésù gbé igi ọ̀pọ̀tọ́ ní gègò.
It withered and died.
Ó gbẹ, ó sì kú.
That's why today.
Ìdí nìyí lónìí.
Every germ, every virus, every sickness that is in your body, I curse them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Gbogbo àwọn kòkòrò àrùn nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀ ni tàbí nínú ara rẹ mo gbé wọn lé ní òní ní orúkọ Jésù.
Remember the young lady.
Mo rántí arábìnrin kan.
Came to us years ago.
Wọ́n wá sọ́dọ̀ wa ní ọdún bíi mélòó sẹ́yìn.
Young beautiful thing.
Ọmọbìnrin tó rẹwà répété.
Doctors have discovered that she had lumps in both breasts.
Wọ́n sì ti rí i pé kóró díẹ̀ wà ní ọmú rẹ̀ méjèèjì.
They've examined.
Wọ́n ti yẹ̀ wò.
They found that they were cancer.
Wọ́n ti rí i wípé àrùn jẹjẹrẹ ni.
And they told her there's only one way to save your life.
Wọ́n sì sọ fún wípé ọ̀nà kan ṣoṣo ni a lè fi pé kí o má kú.
We have to cut off your breast.
Òun náà ni pé kí a gé ọmú rẹ méjèèjì kúrò.
She said, what will be left of me?
Ọ̀hán ni kí ni ó wà sẹ́kù kí là á fi ṣòbí.
I'm not yet married.
Mo ò tí ì lọ́kọ̀.
I want to marry, I want to have my own children.
Mo fẹ́ lọ́kọ̀, mo sì fẹ́ bímọ.
And she came.
Ó wá wá.
I said, that's no problem.
Mo dẹ̀ sọ fún wípé eléyìí ò kì í ṣe ìyọnu.
We will curse cancer.
A ó sì fi àrùn jẹjẹrẹ rí.
It will wither and die.
Yóò gbẹ, yóò sì kú.
And so we pronounce it in the name of Jesus.
A sì sọ jáde ní orúkọ Jésù.
And I got a letter from her about a week or so later.
Mo sì rí ìwé gbà lọ́wọ́ arábìnrin yìí lẹ́yìn bí ọ̀sẹ̀ kan.
The cancer had gone.
Àrùn jẹjẹrẹ náà ti pòórá.
Every one of you here today.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ẹ wà ní ìní òní.
That has any form of incurable disease.
Tí ó ní àìsàn kan tàbí òmíràn tí ò gbóògùn.
Cancer.
Jẹjẹrẹ ni o.
AIDS.
Tàbí èrò éèdì.
Hypertension.
Tàbí ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ ríru.
Whatever they call it.
Orúkọ yòówù kí wọ́n máa
pè. I curse them in the name of Jesus.
Mo fi wọ́n ré ní orúkọ Jésù.
It is with words that you declare war.
pẹ̀lú ohun ẹnu òun náà ni a fi ń ṣígun.
Two nations will not begin to fight until one fellow and one president will get up and say, we declare war such and such.
Orílẹ̀-èdè méjì ò rí dédé dìde ogun síra wọn. Bí ààrẹ kan ò bá dìde nínú wọn kí ó sọ wípé a ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ aṣígun lába yín o.
So war is declared by the spoken word.
Nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ẹnu òun náà ni a fi ń ṣígun.
And you will discover.
Gàásì ṣe àwárí.
That in all the cases where Jesus Christ declared war on demons.
Wípé ní gbogbo ibi tí Jésù Kristì ti ṣígun lórí àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù.
He didn't box them.
Kò bá wọn jà kú pẹ̀lú ẹ̀ṣẹ́.
Didn't slap them.
Kò gbá wọn létí.
That's why I was always surprised when I heard that some people say they are casting out demons and they are jumping up and down on the demon possessed.
Èdè nìyí tó fi máa ń ṣe mí ní kàyéfì tí a bá rí àwọn arákùnrin tàbí arábìnrin tí wọ́n ń lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde tí wọ́n sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fò sókè tí wọ́n ń làágùn.
I've seen people who said they were boxing the devil.
Mo ti rí àwọn tó jẹ́ pé ẹ̀mí èṣù náà rò fáwọn ń gbá ní ẹ̀ṣẹ́.
Don't be silly.
Jọ̀wọ́ má ṣe ṣíwere.
Bible says.
Bíbélì wípé.
In Matthew.
Nínú ìwé Matthew.
Chapter 8.
Ní orí kẹjọ.
Verse 16.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlógún.
Matthew 8:16.
Ìwé Matthew orí kẹjọ ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlógún.
He said he cast out demons with his word.
Wípé ó lé àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ sísọ.
And I'm saying today.
Mo sì ń sọ ní alẹ́ yìí.
By the authority vested in me.
Pẹ̀lú agbára tí a fi fún mi.
By the commander in chief of the host of heaven.
Nípa láti ọ̀dọ̀ ààrẹ abàṣẹ wá olórí
ogun. Every demon here today.
Gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù tó wà ní ìní alẹ́ yìí.
You are cast out in Jesus' name.
Amen. Alé yín jáde ní orúkọ Jésù.
Every demon trying to hold you down.
Gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn tí ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fẹ́ máa rìn ọ́ mọ́lẹ̀.
I come against you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mo dojú ìjà kọ yín ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù Kristì.
It is with words that you end wars.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ sísọ, òun náà ni a fi ń dẹ́kun ogun.
When two nations have been fighting.
Nígbà tí orílẹ̀-èdè méjì bá ti ń jà.
They decide to stop.
Tí wọ́n bá sì pinnu láti dẹ́kun rẹ̀.
One of the president will get up and say, well, no more war.
Ìkan nínú àwọn ààrẹ orílẹ̀-èdè méjèèjì yá dìde, a sì sọ wípé ogun ti tán.
In Mark chapter 4.
Nínú ìwé Máàkù orí kẹrin.
Verse 39.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínní ogójì.
Mark 4:39.
Máàkù orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínní ogójì.
The Bible said when Jesus had been in a boat.
Bíbélì sọ wípé Jésù Kristì ti wà nínú ọkọ̀ ojú omi.
There was a storm.
Ìjì sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fẹ́.
Real storm.
Ìjì tí ó le koko.
The sea was very angry.
Òkun bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ru sókè.
The wind was very violent.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni afẹ́fẹ́ náà gbòdì kan.
The two of them seemed to be determined to overturn the boat.
Àwọn méjèèjì dàbí pé wọ́n pinnu láti dojú ọkọ̀ ojú omi náà bolẹ̀.
When my king got up.
Nígbà tí ọba mi dìde.
He only spoke a simple sentence.
Ó kàn sọ ọ̀rọ̀ kékeré kan ni.
He just looked at the sea in the face.
Ó sì wo ojú òkun náà báyìí.
I said peace.
Ó wípé àlàáfíà.
Be still.
Jákẹ́jẹ́.
And immediately.
Lọ́gán.
Everything became quiet.
Ohun gbogbo sì di dákẹ́ ní ìrọwọ́ ìrọsẹ̀.
Every one of you.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ẹ wà níhìn-ín.
Going through any storm.
Tí ó wù kí ó máa la oríṣiríṣi ìjì kọjá.
Whether it is in your business.
Tàbí bó jẹ́ nínú ibi okòwò iṣẹ́ yín ni.
In your marriage.
Tàbí ní ìdílé rẹ.
In your physical body.
Tàbí nínú ẹran ara rẹ ni.
In any form whatsoever.
Bó ti wù kí ó rí.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù.
I say.
Mo sọ wípé.
Peace.
Àlàáfíà. Dákẹ́jẹ́.
I say what's more. Peace.
Mo sọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí pé àlàáfíà.
I say I decree. Peace.
Aláṣẹ àlàáfíà.
There's a lady who came to us once.
Ọmọbìnrin kan arábìnrin kan wá fún sí ọ̀dọ̀ wa ní ìgbà kan.
There was a letter in her hand.
Ó mú ìwé kan dání.
It was a letter of divorce.
Ìwé ìkọ̀sílẹ̀ ni.
Because she's been married for years.
Nítorí wọ́n ti lọ́gbọ́n kọ fún ọdún pípẹ́.
And no child.
Kò sì sí ọmọ.
Finally, the family of the husband waged so much war.
Lójijì ní àkótán àwọn ẹbí ọkọ dide ogun si to be ge.
Finally the husband said, all right, you better go and look for another husband.
Oko wa jo wo pe we o le lo nisisin ki o lo loko miran o.
Now the court says they should come because the husband wanted a divorce.
Ile ejo ti ko we si arabirin yi pe ko wa ki won tu igbeyawo re ka nitori oko ti lo wo se mo.
She came to one of our meetings.
O si wa si kan ninu awon ipade wa.
And the word of God came.
Oro Olorun si wa jade.
I didn't know she was there.
Mo po wa nbe.
God knew you.
Sugbon Olorun mo.
He knows you are here.
O mo po wa ni.
He knows your problem.
O mo isoro re.
He knows the battles you are fighting.
O mo gbogbo ogun ti o ndoju ko.
And the word of God came.
Oh, Olorun si jade wa.
He said that there's somebody here with a letter of divorce.
Ni iwe ikosile dani.
And God said,
Olorun si wi pe,
I have torn it.
Mo ti aya.
And she received it and said, amen.
O si gba wi pe ami.
And she got to.
Ngba to dele.
The husband who had been saying, well, just come and pack your loads.
Oko ti o ti bere si ni so wi pe sa wa keru re ni.
Said, ah, darling, where have you been?
Yeah, iwe ololufe awon bo lo tin bo.
Oh, I want to pray for all of us.
Mo lo gbadura fun gbogbo wa ni.
Oh, may God answer your prayers.
Olorun gbadura re o.
My dear, when was the last time we went on holidays together?
Iwe ololufe mi awon gbo lati lo se isimi ranpe keyin.
And you have talked to you. What's happening to me? Am I dreaming?
Arabin na lo pe alalo nla ni.
And they went on holidays.
Ngba won si sere lo.
When they were coming back, they came back with excess baggage.
Ngba won bo. Wadi lapa wadi leru.
I was a baby in the stomach as they returned.
Wadi seko na bakan na.
Every storm
gbogbo
in your life
ninu aye re
ends today in Jesus.
Amen. Wadi opin ni oni ni oruko Jesu.
If I were you, I would say amen again to that.
Be your master, me let go see.
It is with your voice that you cry for help.
Pelu enu re ni wa fi ke fun iranlowo.
Nobody ever cries with the mouth closed.
Ko si eni to nke ara pelu enu ti o lati di enu.
God said in Psalm 50 verse 15.
Olorun so ninu iwe Psalm ori adota ese karun din ogun.
Psalm 50 verse 15.
Iwe Psalm ori adota ese karun din ogun.
He said, call on me in the day of trouble.
Wipe ake pe mi ni ojo isoro.
And I will answer you.
Emi o si da Olorun.
How can you call if you can't speak?
Ibawo lo se le pe nigba to ba le soro.
Everyone here that is dumb.
Gbogbo eyin te wa ni ti eyin.
Physically,
e o le soro ni ti pa ti ara ni.
Mentally,
ni pa ti
opo. Spiritually,
ni pa ti emi.
I decree.
Mo pa lase.
That your tongue be loosed in Jesus.
Ya ho yin ki o tu ni oruko Jesu.
I told you the story of a young man.
Mo ti so itan arakunrin kan fun yin.
He was a Bible study leader.
Won je adari eko.
Very good in Bible.
To mo bibeli jojon.
But he was a bachelor.
Sugbon apopon bele ni.
So when he's talking to married people.
Nigba to ba nba awon ti won ti loko abi laya soro.
He said, when the day of delivery came for your wife.
Ni a so fun won wi pe nigba ti ojo ba to ti eyawo re yo bimo.
Bind the bindables, use the loosables.
Call
the baby to come. And then he got married. And the day of delivery came for the wife. First day, the baby didn't come. Second day, the baby didn't come. And he was still praying the gentleman's prayer. When the third day came, and the baby didn't come, he ran to the bush behind his house, fell on his face, and cried to God, Lord, have mercy on me.
At
the time he got home, the baby has come. Today, somebody will cry. And God will hear. If you are the one, let me hear you say amen. It is with your voice, with the spoken words, that we praise God. David said,
David wi pe
in Psalm 34
ninu iwe Psalm ori ketalelogbon
verse 1
ese kini
he said I will bless the Lord at all times
emi o ma fi ibukun fun oluwa ni igba gbogbo
his praise shall continually be where in my mouth
iyin re yo ma wa le enu mi titi lai
you need words to praise God
o nilo oro lati le yin olorun
and let me tell you one thing
yen so nkan kan fun o
said it before and I'm saying it again
mo ti so sa juri mo si tun tun so lekan
the most powerful form of prayer
adura ti o lagbara ju
is praise
o na ni yin
in fact when prayers fail
nigba ti adura ba ko ti o gba
change it to praise.
Wo yi pada si yin.
God can resist that.
Olorun o le ko yin.
Just keep on praising him.
Sa ko te si waju lati ma yin.
He will sure.
Yo Olorun fara won.
That's why I'm sure.
E din ni ti o fi temi loju.
That before this congress is over.
Wo pe ki pago yi to koja.
Somebody will sing for joy.
Eni kan yo korin ayo.
I say somebody will sing for joy. Eni
kan korin ayo.
It is with your words that you can witness. That you can testify. Revelation 12 verse 11. Revelation 12 verse 11. He said they overcame the devil.
Oh, so we pay one shake issue.
By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimonies. That's why I pity those of you who can't testify. God has done so many things for you, but you can't tell.
They
will have to beg you before you come forward. It's a dangerous thing. Because when you don't testify, then the enemy can come back again and steal your miracle. But your miracle will not be stolen in Jesus' name. How powerful is the spoken word? It is illustrated in the story in Matthew 12, verse 22. Matthew 12, verse 22. They brought a man to Jesus. He was both blind and dumb. Blind and dumb.
Oh, for you, oh, see, yadi.
Jesus healed him.
Jesus Christ,
and the Bible said,
Bibeli,
the man who was blind and dumb.
Bibeli, so we be any not, oh, for you, to see, yadi.
Both spake and saw.
Oh, sorrow, oh, see, to read.
I thought they should say the man who was blind and dumb both saw and spake.
Moro wipe o ye ki won so wipe eni to foju to yadi o riran o si le soro ni.
No, the Bible say he both spake and saw.
Sugbon Bibeli wa wipe o soro o si tun riran.
Because speaking is far more important than seeing.
Nitori oro siso
the word of God says it is by the word of your mouth that you are justified
or condemned.
Almighty God said, as I hear in my ears, so will I do unto you.
You know what?
God is listening to what you are saying. So let me hear you say it is going to be well with me. You better say it so that God himself can hear. Now why is the word of God such a powerful master key? Not only because forever, O Lord, thy word is settled, which is true. It is because the word of a father spoken by his child will have the same effect. The word of the father
spoken by the child
will
have the same effect. For example, you are a child and you watch your father driving away a goat. How does he do it? He said, at least among my tribe, he will say to the goat, Kai. And the goat will run.
Now,
when a child also sees a goat and says to the goat, Kai, the goat is not going to look at the age of the child. He will only hear Kai and he will run.
As if you're
I wanted to say Kai to all the demons in your life.
Kai. So Kai fun gbogbo awon emi okunkun ti o yo lenu.
Say it one more time.
So lekan si.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Matthew 18 verse 18.
Ninu iwe Matthew ori kejidinlogun ese kejidinlogun.
It is written.
Ako wi pe.
And you know the moment the devil hears it is written,
Nikete ti esu ba gbo wi pe ako wi pe
he knows he can't argue.
O mo wi pe ko si ariyanjiyan.
Matthew 18 verse 18 says it is written.
Bibeli so ninu we Matthew orikeji dilogun
ese. Whatever you bind on earth,
ko ti eyin ba de
shall be bound in heaven.
A o de ile orun.
Whatever you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Ohun ko ti eyin ba si tule aye a o tu ile orun.
That means your father in heaven is watching to see what you are going to say.
Eyi ni tumo si wi pe baba re lorun wo lati tetile ko si ohun ti o fe so.
Say the Kai and your father in heaven will back it up.
So pe Kai baba re tin be lorun yo si duro ti o.
Glory be to God.
Ogo ni fun Olorun ni oke orun.
Job chapter 22 verse 28.
Iwe Job orikejilelogun ese kejidinlogbon.
Job 22 verse 28.
Job orikejilelogun ese kejidinlogbon.
Says you shall decree a thing.
O so wi pe eyin o si gbimo ohun kan.
And it shall be established.
A o si fi idi re mule fun o.
You do the decree.
Iwo pase.
And your father in heaven will make sure that it is established.
Baba re tin be lorun yo si fi idi re mule.
So you are going to say some things tonight.
Nitori na ni aleyi wa so awon nkan kan.
It is written.
Ako wi pe
in Psalm 105.
Ninu iwe Psalm ori karun le ni ogorun.
Verse 37.
Ese keta din ni ogoji.
Psalm 105 verse 37.
Iwe Psalm ori karun le ni ogorun ese ke
37. You said there's not a feeble one among them.
Open
your mouth and say, I refuse to be feeble. You better say it loud and clear.
Like oh.
Even as you are saying it, God is hearing. Say it one more time. In Psalm 91 verse 16.
Psalm 91
verse 16. It is written. With long life. Will I satisfy him? Open your mouth and say, I refuse to die young. Say it one more time. Please say it as if you mean it. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 11 and 12. Deuteronomy 28 verses 11 and 12.
Iwe Deuteronomy orikejidinlogbon ese kokanla ati ikejila.
It is written.
Ako wi pe
you shall lend to nations.
Iwo ma wi orile ede ni.
And you shall never borrow.
Be ni o si ni toro.
Open your mouth.
So line re.
Say it loud and clear.
O si so jade.
I will lend to nations.
Emi adepitan o ma bere si ni ma wi orile ede ni.
In Genesis chapter 1,
ninu iwe Genesis orikini,
verses 27 and 28.
Ese keta dini ogun ni ogun ati kejidilogbon.
Genesis 1 27 and 28.
Iwe Genesis orikini ese keta dilogbon ati kejidilogbon.
It is God himself who said,
Olorun funra re lo wi pe,
be fruitful,
ki o ma e ma bi si,
and multiply.
Esi ma re si,
open your mouth.
Lenu re gboro ki o wi pe,
let the heavens hear.
Je ki awon orun ki o si ma gbo.
I will be fruitful.
Emi yo ma bi si.
I will multiply.
O si ma re si.
Say it one more time.
So le kan si pe emi yo ma bi si, won ma re si.
Now you may think that what I'm doing is just having fun.
O le ma ro pe boya mo nse awada ni.
I'm too old now to waste time.
Older mi loju pe o mo wi pe agbalagba ko kin se awada.
I'm going to live long.
Amen. Mo ni re ku.
But at the same time,
sugbon lagba kan na,
anyone is over 60 is already in the second half.
And nikeni to ba ti le ni 100 odun o kuro ni maje si.
I'm not wasting time. I don't think I'm joking at all.
Oh, but don't work it.
Everything I'm saying now, you better take it serious.
Oh, gbogbo ti mo so nisisin, mo fe ki o mu ni okunkundun.
Cause the power of God is behind every word.
Nitori pe agbara Olorun wa leyin o ti mo so jade.
I'll give you one illustration quickly.
Yes, so then fun ni itokan.
Very soon we'll be praying.
Laipe a o ma gbadura.
I was visiting a country in Africa for the first time.
Mo lo si orilede kan ni ile adulawo fun igba akoko.
For missionary work.
Fun ise mu ihirere lo si ile okere.
I won't mention the name of the country because I don't want to embarrass their representatives here.
Mo ni daruko mo ma foruko bo won lasiri.
The food they gave me is different from the one I've eaten before.
Oje tan fun mi o jeru re ri.
So at night,
lale,
my stomach became angry.
Inu mi si bere si ni ro popo.
I can't remember now whether I went to the toilet either 18 times or 20 something times.
Mo mo boya gba bi 18 ni tabi ju be lo ti mo lo si ile igbonse.
At a stage I got angry.
Leba to de bi kan inu bere si ni bi mi.
I remember the word of God.
Mo wa ranti oro Olorun.
That it is written.
Wipe ako wipe.
You shall lay hands on the sick.
Wipe iwa yo gbe owo le alaisan.
And they shall recover.
Wo house mu olarada.
Since there's nobody to lay hands on me.
Nigba ti o se enikeni ti o gbe owo le mi.
I laid hand on myself.
Mo si gbe owo le ara mi.
Put with my right hand on my head.
Mo gbe owo otun le ori ara mi.
And the left hand on my stomach.
Ati owo alaafia le ikun mi.
And I said,
mo si wipe,
stomach,
iwa ikun,
hear the word of the Lord.
Oro Oluwa.
It is written,
ako wipe,
I shall lay hands on the sick.
Mo gbe owo le alaisan.
And they shall recover.
Ara won yo si ya.
Stomach,
iwa ikun,
be quiet.
Dakeje.
That was the end of the problem.
Opin naa niyan pelu inu to ro popo.
I want you to say it one more time.
Mo fe ki o so lekan.
It is written.
Ako wi pe.
Say it to the righteous.
So fun olododo.
They shall be one with you.
Wi pe yo dara fun o.
Adeboye.
Adeboye, Adeboye.
It shall be well with you.
Yo dara fun o.
Say it one more time.
Lekan si. It is well with me.
Before we pray.
Ki a to gbadura.
Those of you who are here who are not yet saved.
Eyin ti e wa ni ti e o ti e ko ti di atun bi.
Listen to me carefully.
Jowo tenti leko ki o gbo ti mo fe ba o so.
It is written.
Ako wi pe
the wages of sin is death.
Iku ni ire ese.
It is written.
Ako wi pe
the soul that sinneth shall die.
Okan ti o ba dese kiku ni yo ku.
It is written.
Atunko wipe.
This is a condemnation.
Eyi ni idalebi.
That the Son of God came into the world.
Wipe omo Olorun wa si aye.
And the people of the world preferred darkness to light.
Awon eniyan si feran okunkun ju imole lo.
It is written,
those
who reject the offer of salvation shall go to hell.
Àwọn wọn ni tí wọn kọ ìgbàlà wọn ò lọ sí ọ̀run àpáàdì.
But it is also written,
wọn a tún kọ bákan náà,
whosoever will come unto Jesus,
wípé ẹnikẹ́ni tí yóò bá tọ Jésù wá,
he will no wise cast out.
Òun kì yóò tánù bí ó ti wù kí ó rí.
It is written,
a tún kọ wípé,
the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù Kristì ń wẹ̀ wá nù kúrò nínú gbogbo àìṣòdodo.
It is written,
a kọ wípé,
therefore if any man be in Christ,
wípé ẹnikẹ́ni bá wà nínú Kristì,
he is a new creature.
Ó ní ẹ̀dá titun.
Old things are passed away. Òun
ìjọ ti kọjá lọ.
Behold, all things have become new.
Ohun gbogbo si di ọtun.
If you are out there,
ti o ba wa nibẹ yen,
and you are not yet saved,
ti o si ti di atun bi,
or you say you are saved,
ṣugbọn ti tabi ti o tile wipe a ti tun ọ bi,
and you are still living in sin,
ṣugbọn ti o n wa ninu ẹsẹ bi ẹni wẹ ninu omi,
come to Jesus tonight,
wa si ọdọ Jesu lalẹ yi.
If you come to him,
ti o ba wa si ọdọ rẹ,
he will accept you.
Yóò gbà ọ́.
He will forgive you.
Yóò dáríjì ọ́.
He will cleanse you in his blood.
Yóò sì wẹ̀ ọ́ nù kúrò nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ.
He will write your name in the book of life.
Yóò sì kọrúkọ rẹ sínú ìwé ìyè.
And everything will become new.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ohun gbogbo yóò sì di ọ̀tun.
If you want to give your life to Jesus,
o fẹ́ fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù bí?
I will count up to five.
N ó kà láti ókan dé àrùn.
If you are not here by the time I say five,
tí o bá sí ní ìtì nígbà tí n bá fi kàdé orí márùn,
I will know you don't want to come.
Màá mọ̀ pé o fẹ́ wá ni.
Then it is written,
ní ìgbà náà a sì mọ̀ pé a ti kọ́ wípé,
that your own blood will be upon your own head.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ yóò wà lórí ara rẹ.
That I have already warned you,
wípé èmi ti kìlọ̀ fún ọ.
I have given you the invitation,
ti pe o wa siwaju,
and you have refused.
O si ti ko.
If you want to give your life to Jesus,
o fe fi aye re fun Jesu bi,
come now.
Ma bo nisisiyi.
It is written,
a ko wipe,
it is appointed unto man once to die,
a fi fun eniyan lati ku lekan.
After that comes judgment.
Eyin na ni idajo.
Come tonight,
wa ni yi ni ale yi,
to avoid the judgment of God.
Ki o le yo sakuro ni waju idajo Olorun.
It is written,
a ti kọ wípé,
what does it profit a man,
èrè kí ni ó jẹ́ fún ènìyàn,
if he gains the whole world,
ó jèrè gbogbo ayé,
and loses his own soul,
ó sì sọ ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ nù,
if because of one thing or the other,
tó bá jẹ́ torí ohun kan tàbí òmíràn,
you refuse to surrender your life to Jesus,
ó kọ̀ láti fi ayé rẹ̀ fún Olúwa,
if because of money,
tó bá jẹ́ torí owó,
or somebody promised you a big job,
tàbí èèyàn kan tó jẹ́jẹ́ iṣẹ́ ńlá kan
fún ọ, or because of position,
tàbí nítorí ipò,
you refuse to surrender your life to Jesus,
ó kọ̀ láti fi ayé rẹ̀ fún Jésù,
what does it profit a man,
èrè kí ni ó jẹ́ fún ènìyàn,
if he gains the whole world,
ó jèrè gbogbo ayé,
and loses his own soul,
sọ ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ nù.
I'm calling on you tonight. Come and give your life to Jesus. Four. Those of you already in front, begin to talk to the Lord.
The
Bible says, as many as shall call on the Lord shall be saved. Call on him now. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Those of you who are still on the way, keep coming and keep praying as you come. The rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them, that the Almighty God will save their souls, that God will be merciful unto them, that he will cleanse them in his blood. Remember, brethren, the Bible says that to love your neighbor like yourself. Pray for these people. Open your mouth and intercede for them. This is not the kind of prayer you pray quietly. Open your mouth and call on God. Call on God for these people, that he will be merciful to them, that he will save their souls, that he will cleanse them in his blood. Pray for them, brethren. Intercede on behalf of these people. Call on the Savior. Say, Father, save the souls of these people. Have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, Lord. And anyone who is still coming, hurry up. Get here before I finish praying because I'm about to pray. This is your own day of salvation. Don't miss it. It's God who is calling you. Come now. Come quickly. Oh, blessed be the name. And those of you who are already in front, cry to him, Lord, save my soul. He says, if you call on the name of the Lord, he will save your soul. Call on him. He will save your soul tonight. Thank you, Father.
Baba, Eshew.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. My Father and my God, I want to thank you for these people who had come forward. Your word says, no man can come unto me except my Father draws him. Thank you for drawing these people. And thank you that they have not refused your drawing. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. You promised, O Lord, that whosoever will come unto you, you will know when it's cast out. They have come. Receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Today, Lord, write their names in the book of life. And from now on, anytime they call on you, answer them in Jesus' name. Don't let them ever go back into the world. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that one major aspect of prayer is to remind God what he has said concerning you? He said in Isaiah 43, verse 26, he said, put me in remembrance. Remind me of those promises that I've made to you that I've not yet fulfilled. The word of God says, his promises are yea and amen. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Stand on your feet. The promises of God for you are going to be fulfilled tonight. If you believe that, let me hear you shout a big
hallelujah.
Now lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Your
word, I say, Father, it is written, he that seeketh findeth. I am seeking you, Lord. Let me find you tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Open your mouth and say, it is written, Lord, those who seek you will find you. Let me find you tonight. I want to 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 find you tonight. Open your mouth, cry to him, let him hear you. You said those who will seek will find. I'm seeking you tonight, Lord. Let me find you.
Genrio.
Let me find you.
Genrio.
Let me find you, Lord. I'm seeking you tonight. Seeking you with all my heart. Oh, let me find you. Let me find you. Almighty God, let me find you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Open your mouth and say, Father. It is written, they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. From tonight onwards, don't let me lack again. Go ahead
and
talk to the Almighty God. It is written, Lord, it's you who wrote it. You said those who seek you will not lack any good thing. And I'm seeking you, Lord. Don't let me lack any good thing. Don't let me ever lack again. Don't let me lack again. Don't let me lack good health. Don't let me lack joy and victory and progress. Don't let me ever lack again. Almighty God, don't let me ever lack again. Don't let me ever lack again. Don't let me ever lack again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. One more time, lift your voice to him and say, Father, it is written, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Before the sun rises, Lord, let my joy be full. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, I'm just reminding you of what you say.
Oluwa, mo kan ran leti ohun ti o ti so ni.
You are the one who says so.
Iwo lo so, Oluwa.
That weeping may endure for a night.
Wi pe bi ekun ba pe di ale kan.
That joy is coming in the morning.
Ayo nbo ni owuro.
Before the sun rises tomorrow.
O to yo laaro la.
Let my joy be full.
Je ki ayo mi o di kikun.
I don't know how you are going to do it.
Mo bo se fe se Olodumare.
But you are the one who said joy comes in the morning.
Iwo lo so wi pe ayo nbo lo.
You said so.
Iwo lo so be baba.
And you can't lie.
O si le paro.
Before the sun rises tomorrow. Let my joy be full.
Take care your music.
Let my joy be full.
Take care your music.
Let my joy be full.
Take care your music.
Let my joy be full.
Take care your music.
In every facet of life. Let my joy be full.
Take care your music.
Let my joy be full.
Take care your music.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Now lay your
own hand on your own head. And put the other hand wherever you may have ache or pain or one problem or the other.
Kiosi gbe owo keji le ibi ki o wu ki o ma ru o boya egungun ni tabi era en ibi ki bi to ba wu ki o ma dun o.
If you brought any sick fellow, lay the other hand on that sick fellow.
Ti o ba gbe enikeni wa ti o se alaisan.
If you have no sickness at all, put the two hands on your own head.
Ti o ba ni aisan kankan ti o bi ton du o gbe owo re mejeji lori ara re.
And then command.
Ki o si wa pa ase.
I say, Father.
Pe baba.
It is written.
Ati ko wi pe.
Every plant.
Gbogbo igi ki.
That my father did not plant.
Ti baba mi o ba gbin.
Shall be rooted up.
Ni a o fatu.
Anything in my body.
Gbogbo yohun ko wa ninu ara
mi. That is all put there by God.
Eyi ti ki se Olorun lo fi sibe.
Uproot them.
Baba fa won tu.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Soro nisisiyi.
Rinka romo shikete rema katande remo kotonda. Eremo tunde remo ko shikete rinda mahike kiro mokotonda. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Every plant that my father did not plant. In my body, in my soul, in my spirit. In my family. In the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Every plant that my father did not plant, I hereby decree that they be rooted up. They be rooted up. Completely rooted up. Once and for all rooted up. Never again to be planted. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now please listen to me carefully. If I were to tell you that whatever you say in the next few minutes will come to pass,
and
you have to be careful what you say, because whatever you say in the next few minutes is going to come to pass. So I want you to prophesy to yourself. Mention your name and begin to prophesy. Adeboye is going to be well with you. You are going to go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power, from anointing to anointing, from success to success. The enemy will not be able to come near you at all. Every obstacle in your way is going to be stepping stone to glory. Prophesy to yourself. Say to your own self. Don't, you don't have to repeat what I'm saying to myself. You prophesy to yourself. Remoko shikenda ramahiku kito rundra mamahaka shata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni urukola Jesu ni agbadura.
The Lord says there's someone here. Like it happened to Daniel. By tomorrow morning, the harassments in your life will be over. The Lord said there's someone here.
Olorun so wipe enikan wa nihin.
It's like it happened to David.
Wipe bi o se sele si Davidi.
You will go home with the head of Goliath in your hand. Thank you, Father.
Wa pe ori Goliath ile aye re dani lo le ni.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my father said there's someone here.
Baba mi so wipe enikan wa nihin.
He said your progress shall be assisted.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Finally,
amen.
The Lord asked me to do something tonight.
Lakotan, Olorun ni ki nse nkan kan ni ale yi.
All of you who regard me as your spiritual father.
Gbogbo eyin won ni ti e gba mi gege bi baba yin ninu Oluwa.
Go on your knees now.
E lo lori ekun yin nisisiyi.
Daddy asked me to bless you with the same blessing that Isaac blessed Jacob with.
Baba mi ni ki ibukun fun yin pelu iru ibukun won ni ti Isaac fi ibukun fun Jacob.
So I'm going to read it and make it a pronouncement to you.
Mo si ka gba kan na lati fi ibukun fun yin.
If I were you,
bo ba se mi ni wo ni,
I will let God hear my amen. Because amen means so let it be.
Nitori pe ami tumo si pe be ni kori.
God give you of the dew of heaven.
Amen.
And the fatness of the earth.
Amen.
And plenty of corn and wine.
Amen.
nations bow before you.
Amen.
Be Lord over your brethren.
Amen.
And let your mother's children bow down to you.
Amen.
Cursed be everyone that curses you.
Amen.
And blessed be everyone that blesses you.
Amen.
I wanted to say amen for the Yoruba people too as I read their own to them.
Mo fe ki e so ami fun awon ori Yoruba na bi won o se ma ka fun won.
Oh, my Father, thank you.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Olorun yo fun ni inu ire orun.
Eh, ami.
Ati ninu ora ile.
Ami.
Ati opolopo oka ati oti waini.
Ami.
Ki eniyan ki o ma sin o.
Ami.
Ki orilede ki o ma teriba fun o.
Ami.
Ma se Oluwa awon arakunrin re.
Ami.
Ki awon omo iya re ki o ma teriba fun o.
Ami.
Ifibu ni fun awon ti o ba fi obu.
Ami.
Ibuku ni fun awon ti o ba sure fun o.
Ami.
Be lo ma ri.
Ami.
Ko ni yi pada.
Ami.
Olorun lo so be leni.
Amen.
Oju ola o to ma yo re yo kan.
Ami.
So shall it be.
Amen.
You shall be heard, you shall not be tail.
Amen.
The mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
And by tomorrow morning, your joy shall be full.
Amen.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God and just bless His holy name.
Amen.
Bless His holy name.
Amen.
Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor.
Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent His word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.